Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Eight tickets are up for grabs for the 1A State Basketball Tournament that begins with the quarterfinal round on Tuesday, March 10th. 16 teams remain, and it's sub-state night in classes 1A and 2A as we get you ready to punch some tickets to the Casey Center. Good evening and welcome to East High School in Sioux City, site of this 1A sub-state 8 final featuring the 5th-ranked 23-1 Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and the 17-7 Boyden Hall Comets. You are listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show on 93.7 KKRL. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Alongside Devin Dembinski, once again, I'm Nick Brinks. Thanks so much for joining us tonight in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. The Crusaders fell at Substate last year, but are back again this year, and once again hoping to advance to the state tournament for the first time since 2010, and they'll have to get through the Comets to do so. Winners of three state championships just since 2010, when the Crusaders last made state. But this particular Crusader squad has passed every test up until now. Devin, can it continue, and what will it take for it to continue tonight?
Yeah, I definitely think it can continue. You look at this Crusader team all season, they have played really good basketball. You know, when they've played those teams that they should be beating, they are just dominating them. And then you look at when they play some tougher teams, they still do a great job of playing team basketball. And that's what it's going to take tonight for the Crusaders. You know, Cal Hayden, possibly one of the best basketball players to ever come out of CRB, but he doesn't need to be the only man tonight. You have Ty, you have Bryce, you have Caden, you got other role players. Everyone has their job, and they just need to do that tonight. Do your job, do what got you to this game.
Against 1A competition, let's just take a look at these two teams, how they fared this year. Coon Rapids Baird undefeated at 21-0 against 1A teams when they've played a handful of 2A teams. Look like they're 2-1 this year. Their lone loss on the year was to Trainer back on January 15th. And then you look at Boyden Hall, 17-7 overall, and you think, just looking at record, well, they must be beatable, right? Well, they play 2A and 3A competition every night for the most part. And in Class 1A, they've only played six teams that are in 1A. And oh, by the way, they have won all of them. Last year, before the state tournament, they went 8-0. They made it to state last year after missing three straight years, but did lose in the quarterfinal round last year. So you look at those two. Who's played more 1A teams? Coon Rapids Baird. Basically, the moral of the story, you look at Boyden Hall, you can't really, you pretty much have to ignore the record.
Absolutely, you do. I'll let Boyden Hall get on the court here. They got a great showing of fans behind us. Easy when it's a one-hour travel for them compared to the two from Coon Rapids, but Coon Rapids section's filling in nicely as well. Yeah, like you said, you know, Boyden Hall's record is not comparative to how good they are. Being a Northwest Iowa boy myself and growing up in Lamar's, I'm very familiar with the Siouxland Conference. And they have great teams in that conference. You're playing Unity Christian twice, who, prior to Kemper taking that number one spot in 2A, was held for so long by Unity. Then you're playing Hull Western Christian, another ranked 2A team. You got them twice on the schedule. You're playing MOC, a top 10 team in 3A. You got Sibley Ocheden, who's not great, but they're still a 2A school. You're just packed with great basketball in that Siouxland Conference night in and night out. And they're so athletic as well. I don't know what it is about Northwest Iowa and specifically up in Sioux County, but that Dutch County up there just produces athletes.
Something in the water.
There's something in the water up there for sure.
You mentioned Western Christian of Hull. They're also here tonight because a 6 o'clock start. We've got a doubleheader on our hands. We'll just bring you the Coon Rapids Baird game. But we do have a two-way sub-state matchup coming up around 8 o'clock tonight here at Sioux City East. Western Christian and Tri-Center squaring off in that sub-state 8 for the right to go to state. I was actually here the last time I broadcast a basketball game in this gym, featured Western Christian when Kemper knocked them off back in 2018 to get to the state tournament. So the team I was covering that night won. Hopefully the team we're covering here tonight can go 2-0 for nothing more than me. But no, for everybody involved with Coon Rapids Baird Athletics, what a fantastic season they've had. And they deserve, for the first time in 16 years, to see the inside of the KC Center, to play in the quarterfinal round in a week and a half. And I know they're good enough to get it done. That is absolutely not the question. It's just a matter of you got to avoid a bad shooting night, et cetera, et cetera. The one nice thing for the Crusaders, although their offense has been really, really good this year, you can have an off shooting night when your defense is so well-rounded and the sole focus of the team. Defense travels well. If you have an off night shooting, but you play great defense, that'll keep you in a lot of ball games. So it'll be fun to see how this one shakes out. In the district finals on Tuesday, Coon Rapids Baird knocked off Audubon. They got off to a hot start. It was 19-2 almost before you blinked. And they went on to beat the Wheelers 74-48 to beat them for the second time this season. And for Boyden Hull, it never really felt like Galen was right there ready to make a run, but they never quite put them away. They only won by 14. It was 55-41. They were close enough to make a run, just couldn't quite get over that hump if you are Galen Catholic. But Boyden Hull picked up that win. They were led by Garrett Van Ness with 23 points and 17 rebounds. Ty Hayden says, those are Bush League numbers. 24 and 24, that's what I'm shooting for, as we saw a couple of weeks ago in their second postseason game over ACGC. In that Audubon game, speaking of, Coon Rapids Baird, Cal Hayden had a fantastic night. 29 points for him. Bryce Lewis was hot behind the arc. He went for 14. And Ty Hayden, just a simple 10-10 double-double that night, 10 points and 10 rebounds. So we know what Coon Rapids Baird is capable of. On the other side, Garrett Van Ness, 23 points, 17 rebounds. You just look at the numbers and you feel like that's going to be a great matchup for the Haydens.
That's going to be kind of your key to the game tonight, is how good are Ty and Cal? You know what you're going to get out of Caden. Caden is just, not taking anything away from any other player, Caden is just such a reliable factor for the Crusaders. He's always going to be even keel out there. He's going to play his role and be a great leader. Cal and Ty are those ones. If they have just an average night, you know it's okay. We're going to kind of be in a dogfight maybe. We're still going to probably win, but we're going to be closer than we want. But when Cal and Ty get going, there's just no stopping them, and then there's no stopping the Crusaders either.
So Coon Rapids Baird, they have knocked off Audubon, ACGC, and Logan Magnolia so far in the playoffs. They are winners of 12 in a row. And for Boyden Hull, they've knocked off Galen Catholic, Lawton Bronson, and Harris Lake Park. Now, you look at Coon Rapids Baird, they're averaging 71.5 points a game this season, and they have been very efficient here in the playoffs and very consistent. They have scored 74, 72, and 74 in the playoffs, and they also wrapped up the regular season by putting up 74 against Cam. I tell you what, if Coach Streben, if we talked to him right now and we asked him, if you put up 74 points tonight, will you be in good shape? I bet he says yes.
Yeah, I mean, looking at all the Boyden Hull scores and kind of just looking at who they've played, knowing the area, teams for them, I think the key number is if Coon Rapids can get over 60 points tonight, I really like their chances. Boyden Hull doesn't score really, you know, they're averaging 59, so it's not a key for them to get a lot, but they just play tremendous defense. So I think if the Crusaders can get over 60, I think that's the magic number tonight.
And again, Boyden Hull 6-0 against 1A schools this year. Coon Rapids Baird, the vast majority of their schedule has come against 1A opposition. All but three of their games, they have won all of them. Their lone loss was to 2A Trainer back on January 15th. It's the Mackey Motors pregame show. when we return, we'll take a look at our starting lineups. We'll take a peek around the area and see what else is going on tonight in basketball. It's all next on the Mackey Motors pregame show on 93.7 KKRL alongside Devin Dembinski. I'm Nick Brinks.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
From East High School in Sioux City, we are ready to bring you this Sub-State 8 final in 1A as your Coon Rapids Bear boys are set to square off for the very first time against the Comets of Boyden Hole. Boyden Hole 17-7 on the year, led by head coach Isaac Heyer, and they finished tied for third in the Siouxland Conference. Meanwhile, your Crusaders finished the regular season ranked fifth, 23-1, 14-0 as they steamrolled through the Rolling Valley Conference for the title this season under head coach Seth Streben, and they bring a 12-game winning streak in to this one tonight. Coon Rapids Baird is seeking their sixth trip to state and their first since 2010. You go back to 2010, 2002, 2001, 1991, and 1988, hoping to add 2026 to the list. They did make it to sub-state last year but fell to Woodbine. And then you look on the other side, and Boyden Hole, they've made 20 trips to state since 1971, but here in the new millennium, they've made it 13 times. They were a quarterfinalist last year, and they have won four championships, most recently in 2020. That was in Class 2A, and then 1A champions in 2013, 2012, and 2003, and they've also had six runner-ups along the way. So you look at a team like Coon Rapids Baird, they've made it to state five times in their school's history. Boyden Hole has finished top two 10 times, and most of those, and all of the championships anyway, coming since 2003. So Coon Rapids Baird obviously having perhaps the greatest season in school history, and then on the other side, Boyden Hole, they're a team that they're used to getting to the state tournament. They can almost be ready to reserve their hotels already in November most years. But here they are tonight trying to play spoiler against what has been such an amazing season for the Crusaders, at least in the bound era. Only one loss this year. Just the best season they've ever had. Now, I don't know how things shook out before the bound era, but you can't convince me that they've had too many seasons better than what we've seen so far this year.
No, I know, talking with Coach Meyer a few times, this is probably, he had a lot of good teams in his tenure at CRB, the issue for him most years was they played down in that conference with ACGC, Panorama, Van Meter, Des Moines Christian. So he goes, we always ran into someone twice that is a real good 2A team and would go to state. We were a good 1A team, but we couldn't compete with those good 2A teams. Record-wise, absolutely best season in school history. But I also do think this is probably the best team and best lineup that CRB has ever had. You look up and down, you know, with Ty, with Cal, with Caden, Gavin Heiderscheidt having a great year, Bryce, great season, great shooter. You just look up and down this roster, and you just go, athlete, 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 athlete. It is unbelievable what they've had this year as a 1A school.
After making it to Substate last year, splitting with Woodbine in the regular season, falling to them for the third in the third matchup last year, they missed out on that chance to get to state last year. They hope to do it this year. Every year you begin the year and you say, I want to be playing basketball in March. We've made it to the final day of February. You win today, you're going to be playing in March. The quarterfinal round kicks off Tuesday, March 10th, as 1A will have the 2A and on that night, or that afternoon and into the night. So for Class 1A, you win tonight, you move on, and you don't have to get there Monday unless you want to go down and watch some of the other teams play in other classes on Monday. But a nice Tuesday morning road trip is what everybody's hoping for in this one. It's a 1A Substate 8 final alongside Devin Dembinski. I'm Nick Brinks, and you're listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. We do have one other Substate game going on tonight on the CB Sports Network family of stations as the Kemper Knights are facing off against Roland Story. Jeff Blankman has that coverage at 7 o'clock live from Jefferson at Greene County High School. And it's been so fun all season long. Early on, we kind of felt like Kemper and Coon Rapids Baird were the two teams that were going to have the best chance to make it to the state tournament. On the girls' side, Exira EHK punched their ticket this week. Coon Rapids Baird came so close, played really good for three quarters against St. Albert on Wednesday. That fourth quarter, kind of ran out of gas, it sounded like. But then you've got the Carroll Tigers in the mix. They've got a chance. They've got Substate coming up on Monday. How cool would it be to have four of our teams, girls and boys combined, represented over the next week and a half at the state tournament? Coon Rapids Baird hoping to do their part here tonight. Let's take a look at your starting lineups on your Mackey Motors pregame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. And we will begin with your Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, the designated home team tonight in the white uniforms, and their usual suspects, a 5'10 junior, Jace Baker, a 6'3 junior, Bryce Lewis. He knocked down four threes against Audubon on Tuesday. Caden Oswald, a 5'10 junior. 6'3 junior, Ty Hayden, averaging a double-double, 13 points and 12 rebounds. And then Cal Hayden, a 6'4 senior, leads the team in scoring, just under 24 points a game, and he put up 29 against the Wheelers on Tuesday. And for Boyden Hull, their starters tonight include 5'11 junior, Tyler Potterbaum, a 6'2 junior, Jacob Potterbaum, a 6'4 senior, Garrett Van Ness, averaging a double-double, 12 points and 12 rebounds. 6'1 senior, Carter Klein-Wolterink, 18 points a game. He's their leading scorer on the year. And then a 6-foot junior, Josiah Dreyer, led by head coach Isaac Heyer. Again, they finished tied for third in the Siouxland Conference, and your Crusaders were the Rolling Valley champions this year. So they're about ready to introduce starters here at Sioux City East. Devin, thoughts before we take one last break before tip-off?
I think this is going to be such a fun game. You know, both teams are athletic. Right now we got a great light show going on the floor. That one of these projector screens that here at Sioux City East. I think we're in for a great game. Both teams have traveled really well for this game. Both teams really want it. It's going to be a matter of who wants it more tonight. For Boyden Hull, you're used to these moments. You're used to good competition. You're not intimidated by the Crusaders on the other end. For the Crusaders, how badly do you want to get that taste out of losing to Woodbine in the sub-state final last year out of your mouth? That's going to be the deciding factor. It's just who wants it more. You're going to see 110% effort tonight from both schools, both teams, players, fans. It's going to be a fun environment for high school basketball.
And we are right in front of Boyden Hall's fans, directly behind the scorer's table. We'll have a great view of the action from the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. And that'll do it for the Mackey Motors pregame show. We'll tip off this 1A Sub-State 8 final next on KKRL Carroll.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams. Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAM to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Thanks so much for joining us tonight on the Mackey Motors pregame show. Recipients of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. 16 years running that the Crusaders have been trying to get back to state. Once again, 2010. Can this year be the year to get it done? They're the host team tonight, or at least on the scoreboard. They'll be in white uniforms. Cal Hayden in the circle. He'll get to square off against a 6'4 senior, Garrett Van S. Black uniforms, gold outline, white numbers. The Comets and the Crusaders set to square off in Sioux City at East High School. And it's controlled by the Comets. After a couple guys on each team got fingertips on it to start. But Boyden Hall will get the first possession. And they'll quickly work from left to right here in the opening quarter. We'll see if the Crusader defense can win the first battle of the night. Comets go inside with Garrett Van S, averaging a double-double. And he'll score on the opening possession with a quick layup as he gets right through the defense with some nice passes, and then he finishes off the window. At the top, Ty Hayden to answer. It's off the back of the rim and a miss with a rebound for Tyler Potabom. a 2-0 lead with 7:20 remaining first quarter in this 1A Substate 8 final. Boyden Hull and Coon Rapids Baird with a right wing three. No good. Ty Hayden there for the rebound, and now the Crusaders will look to tie or take the first lead of the game for Coon Rapids Baird. Caden Oswald at the top, surveying, finding Cal Hayden in the right wing. Driving, right side, gets inside, and he's protected by Garrett Van Epp. Almost losing it in the front court, Jacob Potterbaum corrals it once again. It remains 2-0. Comets to the front end of the floor to the right. Inside Van Ness against Cal to the right corner. Contested three on the way. Skips off the rim. No good. In and out. The putback is good from Josiah Dreyer. 90 seconds in and the Crusaders trail 4-0. They did not trail at all against Audubon on Tuesday. They're down by a couple possessions here in the early going as Caden Oswald gets knocked into the backcourt. Throws it away and it's stolen. Tyler Potterbaum at the other end. Lays it in. 6-0. And Coach Sweden wants an early timeout here as Boyden Hull has jumped out to a 6-0 lead in a minute and 45 seconds.
Ideal start if you're a Boyden Hull fan. If you're the Crusaders, it's just like how the girls started down in Harlan. You just need to calm down a little bit. Boyden Hull, very good. And they have the height to match up with the Crusaders. You can see that's kind of causing some fits. The Crusaders just need to calm down a little bit and get back into their style of play. They've been doing a great job of battling. They're not giving easy looks by any means to the Comets. So they just need to stay with the system, trust the process, and know we can come back. It's only 6 points. We're still in this game. It's super early. You just got to see that first bucket go in.
It'll be Ty Hayden inbounding to Caden Oswald, and now they'll push up the floor. Oswald across the half-court stripe. The Raiders of East, the Black Raiders of Sioux City East, the host school here tonight. That Black Raider logo at midcourt. Oswald, rather, Lewis hands it off to Cal Hayden. Kick down to the corner. Corner three. Jace Baker gets hit. Three free throws coming. And although they haven't knocked down a field goal yet, they'll have a chance at three from the free throw line thanks to the Josiah Dreyer foul. And now Baker will get to shoot three. And he's only attempted 13 all year. He's 62% on those 13. 2:05 into this first quarter. 5:55 left. And Lewis, Baker will get to shoot three here. First is off the back iron and out, no good. So a cold start offensively for Coon Rapids. Baird continues at the free throw line.
Like I say, they just need to see a ball go into the hoop right now. You can just see they're a little tense at the moment.
Baker in and out on the second. It rolls around. Baker averaging 3 points a game. Scored 5 against Audubon the other night. And he'll get one more here. Trailing 6-0, 2 minutes in. Coon Rapids Baird on the losing end of a 6-0 score. In and out on the third as well. So they've turned it over, they've missed some shots, and they go 0-for from 3 shots at the free throw line. And now the Comets will look to build a 3-possession lead. In the right wing with Tyler Potterbaum, a lob to the left wing, Dreyer. Now Van Ness in the left corner, a lob to the right wing, pump fake, Potterbaum, drive, kicks down to Van Ness, through his hands. But Klein Walterink is there to scoop it up. Pass inside. They wanted Van Ness. But it's just out of his reach and out of bounds. He was about to be wide open for a layup, but the pass didn't get there.
Yeah, kind of rushed that pass as the defense was crashing in. The other issue for the Crusaders right now, I think, this is probably the loudest gym and visiting student section they played in front of all season.
Live in Sioux City tonight at East High School. Ty Hayden in the left wing, dribbles to the free throw line, looks to the top for Baker. Baker drifts to the left, finds a seam, turns around and finds Hayden in the corner. Catch and shoot three, but it's blocked and fouled. And three more free throws coming from Cal Hayden. And you can tell we're on the Boyden Hull side. They don't like the call, but to me, it's hard to miss that. And he'll shoot three here, and they'll get their second batch of three free throws on a missed corner three. This time a foul from Jacob Potterbaum, and Cal will get to put the first point on the board from the free throw line for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders.
I think after seeing that ball go in the hoop, you're going to see some deep exhales from the Crusaders. They're going to be a little more calmer now, play a little more freer.
And Cal goes 2 for 2 with one more coming. 29 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, knocked down a couple threes in a win over Audubon. He's averaging 23.5 points and 9 rebounds, and he converts all 3 free throws. So now they can check the box. They're on the board, and it's a one-score game. 6-3, Boyden Hull. And we've got a defensive foul as Tyler Potterbaum tried to get around Hayden and Oswald. And Ty Hayden will pick up the first foul of the day for Coon Rapids Bears.
Ty, a little too much lower body on there. He was trying to be in a good defensive position, but just was sticking the hips out a little too much for the officials' liking.
3 minutes into the quarter, Jacob Potterbaum to the left corner, lost his footing, and they'll call a charge, and Jace Baker takes it. I think if it wasn't going to be a charge, he might have traveled.
I thought it was a travel first, but the official down low did not like him lowering that shoulder and kind of pushing off.
Ty Hayden inbounds to Caden Oswald. Now the Crusaders drive in the backcourt yet across that Black Raider logo on the half-court circle. Oswald to the left wing, hands it off to Lewis. 4 threes for him on Tuesday. Hand off to Oswald in the left wing, trying to juke and jive around Klein Woltering down in the corner. Corner 3 on the way, and we're tied. Jace Baker with his lucky number 13th 3 of the year.
And like I said, you're seeing him now after seeing that ball go in the hoop a lot calmer. And if you're the Crusaders, you've got to take advantage of one of the second leading scorer for the Comets being on the bench.
And now gets his crowd to erupt behind us. Can hardly hear ourselves think as he slams it home. Van S with his second bucket. Cal Hayden from the free throw line steps up, steps back. It's short off the rim. And Van S has another rebound. Again, averaging 12.5 points, 12.5 rebounds this year. And he's off to a good start with those 4 points. And he dunked it a little bit ago. And when you hear the crowd erupt with glee, something good happened for Boyden Hull. They are all behind us here, and I think they brought all of their fans tonight. Great crowd on hand for the Crusaders, though, too, across the way. Van Ness inside, and he'll cut around Cal Hayden for another layup, this time from the left side. And it's 10-6. Boyden Hull back-to-back after that 6-6 tie. A 6-0 start for Boyden Hull. Crusaders answered, scored the next 6. And now they'll drive with Oswald. Short floater. Missed. Tipped. Rebound goes to Klein Woltering. Deep pass the other way. And lost out of bounds. So they wanted to go quickly. And maybe a little too quickly at the turnover.
Yeah, just a little too firm on that pass. And it was almost a great play to keep it in bounds. But just couldn't slow that momentum there. And just put a toe on the baseline.
A doubleheader here in Sioux City tonight with Western Christian and Tri-Center. It's game 2. That'll be a 2A Substate 8 final. Hayden to the right corner. He'll pass it out to the right side. Jace around the perimeter. Oswald at the top. Half the shot clock gone. Oswald drives. Right side. Stops. Looks for Ty Hayden from the right elbow. He tosses it up. That'll be well short. And Josiah Dreyer comes away with a rebound for Boyden Hull. Now Tyler Potterbaum. Left to right up the near side of the floor in front of the scorer's table. Ball tipped by Ty into the backcourt. Picked back up by Potterbaum. And now they'll lob it right wing. Sage Dreyer, he's checked into the lineup. Van S out to Tyler Potterbaum. Dribbles back around Hayden. Inside, stops. Corner 3 coming from Dreyer. And it's short off the rim. Ty Hayden pulls down the rebound and hands it to Cal Hayden behind him. 2:11 to go first quarter. Crusaders down 10-6. Hayden to the free throw line. Left wing, Baker. Out to the left wing now with Cal Hayden. Hand off Oswald. Left wing, long 2. It's off the rim. And Van S has another rebound. Racking up the Comet rebounds is Garrett Van S. As Tyler Potterbaum, point guard for the Comets, leads the ball up the floor. And now back to the right corner with Klein Woltering inside Van S. Double team, both Haydens on him. Cal gets a swat. Tips into the backcourt. Oswald chases it down. Tracks it. Corner 3 on the way, and that'll miss with the rebound taken by Van S. That was all Oswald to create that possession, but he comes up empty on the 3, and it's back the other way. 10-6. with a minute 18 to play first quarter. Boyden Hole by four. Garrett Van Ness to the right wing, Sage Dreyer. Inside Van Ness again, one-on-one with Cal Hayden to Klein Waltering. Stumbles and travels as he slips to the floor. Lost his footing, and that'll be a turnover with 68 seconds to go. Gavin Heiderscheidt checks in here late in the first quarter.
You know, they have Van Ness listed at 6'4". I'm wondering if he grew during the season, because there is no way he is 6'4".
And normally they exaggerate the other way.
He's maybe
a little short compared to what they have him listed as. Here's Cal Hayden driving, and he's going to get a couple free throws here. He gets to the block and gets hit. And we'll see a couple free throws courtesy of Garrett Van Ness. When I worked in Spirit Lake right out of college, they had a girl playing on Spirit Lake. She was 5'1", but the program had her listed as 6'1", and it was the funniest typo you could find with height. When you're looking out there, where's the 6'1 girl? Oh, no, she's 5'1". Typo. Cal Hayden hits his fourth free throw of the night, 10-7. And he'll try to go 5 for 5, and he does. And then Jace Baker's got their other three. It's a two-point game with 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Boyden Hole and Coon Rapids Baird fighting to go to state. Inside, Tyler Potterbaum travels as he runs into both Haydens. Cal helps Tyler up off the floor after he trips. And now Ty Hayden will inbound to Caden Oswald, and they'll use some clock here. 8 seconds separating shot and game clock. Oswald across the half-court stripe, dribbles to the right wing. A chance to tie or take the lead late here in the quarter. To Cal Hayden at the top. Thought about the three, and they're going to call a foul on the offense away from the ball, Caden Oswald.
On those handoffs, you got to just be ready. You got to know I cannot move. Caden kind of moving a little early there, and they're going to call an illegal screen on that every time.
Shot clock is off for Boyden Hole. They have a two-point lead here in the final 20 seconds of the opening quarter and lost the handle on it. Klein-Walterink can't hang on. The Crusaders come away with a steal. I think it was Lewis over there who scooped it up. Cal Hayden into the front court. He's going to let the final seconds tick away. 6, 5, 4. Steps up. Wants a three. Oswald from the left wing at the buzzer. It's off the rim, and we've got a two-point game going into the second quarter. Coon Rapids Baird fell behind 6-0. They trail 10-8 as we go to the second quarter. Boyden Hole by two, and you're listening to this 1A Substate 8 final on 93.7 KKRL Carroll.
Boyd Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Bullet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
Not the prettiest first quarter in the world if you're the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, but you're only down by two. You've got the basketball to start the second. Caden Oswald finds Lewis in the left wing, and they'll have a chance to tie for the second time, maybe take their first lead. Cal Hayden in the left wing gets a screen, steps to the free throw line, back to Lewis. Left wing dribbles out, finds Oswald at the top, dribbles to the free throw line, spins, floats, banks, in and out, and Van Ess has another rebound. He continues to rack up the boards. 30 seconds into the second quarter, and the Comets of Boyden Hole lead by two with their first possession of the quarter. Right corner, Carter Klein-Walterink, their leading scorer. The guard averaging over 18 points a game, had a scoreless first quarter, and he puts one up off the rim. No good. Lewis has the rebound for the Crusaders. Hayden to the left wing. steps up, steps back, dribbles to the top, finds Oswald. Oswald to the left, pump fakes on the three. Gavin Heiderscheidt jukes, jives, steps back, leans into it, puts it off the glass, no good. And Van Ness has another defensive rebound, a scoreless first minute of this second quarter. And Boyden Hole back up the floor. Josh Dreyer to Tyler Pottebaum. Sage Dreyer at the top. Now in the right wing with Tyler Pottebaum. Klein Wolterink in the right corner. Surveys at the top. Pottebaum for three. Tyler banks one off. No good. Rebound. They'll fight for it. Ty Hayden comes away with it after Cal and Van Ness both got fingertips on it. So we remained in a scoreless second quarter. 90 seconds in. Still 10-8 Boyden Hole. It's Lewis in the left wing. Hayden at the free throw line. Ty has it. Hands it off to Oswald. Left side of the lane opens up. I think Van Ness may have gotten a piece of it. He blocks it. Comes away with a loose ball. And now the Comets will take it up the floor slowly. 6-10 remaining in the first half. No scoring yet here in this second quarter after that 10-8 first quarter for Boyden Hole. And content to burn some clock here. Oswald trying to force the steal. And then the scorer's table takes a beating as Oswald dives, and I guess the scorer's table was the only thing stopping him from landing at our feet.
Yeah, great hustle there by Caden.
6 minutes left in the half with Klein Wolterink at the top with a spin move. Inside, floats one. Cal Hayden's got the rebound after the miss. And now Cal will push. 10-8. Crusaders trail by two here in this 1A Substate 8 final alongside Devin Dembinski. I'm Nick Brinks. Jumper from the free throw line missed by Hayden and rebounded by Josiah Dreyer. Into the front court. Tyler Pottebaum takes it. 2.5 scoreless minutes of the second quarter to begin. Klein Wolterink swishes the three. And that's the first bucket of the second quarter. And it's back to a 5-point lead. They led by six at one point in the first quarter. 13-8 Boyden Hole. Now the Crusaders will try to score for the first time in the quarter. Hayden slices in, and nobody defended the lane. Ty takes advantage and lays it in for his first bucket. Just two field goals so far for Coon Rapids Baird. Baker's three, and that layup for Hayden. Everything else, Cal Hayden at the free throw line, 5 for 5. 5 minutes into the quarter, Oswald takes a seat. He floats and flies away with a block as he tried to take a charge on Klein Wolterink, and it didn't work.
Man, that call could have went either way. You know, you can't really be upset at calling it a charge. You could have also been not upset if it was called a block like it was.
4:50 remaining in the second quarter. We've seen a couple charges called already today. Corner three missed, and the rebound for Bryce Lewis. And he'll take off and run with it up the floor. He'll take point on this possession. At the top, drifts to his left. Knocked away. Oswald has it now at the top of the key. Right elbow. Drives to the lane. Defender slips away. And Oswald's on the board. And it's a one-point game, 13-12. Crusaders within one.
If the Crusaders can continue to spread out on offense, they're seeing them big bodies aren't in the lane anymore.
As Klein Wolterink knocks down a mid-range jumper from the right baseline. Back to a three-point game, 15-12. Second quarter halfway through with Oswald at the top for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. In the left wing is Ty Hayden. Looks to the top and he finds Lewis. Lewis pump fakes. Back to Gavin Heiderscheidt. Left wing three. It's off the side of the rim. And the rebound will be untouched. Now that'll land in the lap of somebody on that Comet bench. So they will take it after that three clanks off iron and heads for a beeline out of bounds. 15-12, second quarter, 3:45 left. Boyden Hole has not trailed. There's been a tie at six. Otherwise, they have led this entire game so far. Comets at the free throw line. Garrett Van Ness, 6 points in that first quarter. He puts one off the back of Ty Hayden. He tried to get it to Klein Wolterink, but Ty interrupted the play even though he had no idea. And it clanks him off the backside. It becomes a turnover, and the Crusaders have it in the front court. Lewis almost gets it swatted away by Sage Dreyer. He hangs on to it. 20 on the shot clock. Gavin Heiderscheidt steps to the left wing, turns and finds Cal Hayden. Has not hit a bucket outside the free throw line tonight, and he looks to the corner. Gavin Heiderscheidt puts a three off the front of the rim. Ty Hayden can't hang on for the board. Garrett Van Ness is there for another rebound. Under 3 minutes to go, second quarter. Boyden Bull by three. Tyler Potabom hands it off to Klein Wolterink. Comets in black, left to right here in the first half. To the corner, Josiah Dreyer. Sage Dreyer, those two playing keep away. Three from the right wing, and Dreyer flashes it home. A team high, 34 threes for Dreyer this year. And the lead is back to six for the second time with 2:39 to go here in quarter number two. We will take a 30-second timeout as well. You are listening to 93.7 KKRL.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Four run for Boyden Hull here in the second quarter. Crusaders have given up back-to-back threes. A two and a three, I'll take that back. Oswald has it in the left wing, now to the top. Lewis pump fakes on the three, steps up, lets the defender by, and the rebound for Jace Baker. Hand off to Hayden. Ty Hayden spins inside, banks one off the back of the rim, and it comes up empty. Shots just not falling so far for Coon Rapids Bear. Just three field goals on the night so far. Defensive rebound for the Comets. Now they'll push to the front court. Tyler Potabom at the top. Left wing, Jacob Potabom. Inside over Lewis. Not a block, but he altered the shot enough. Cal Hayden's got the rebound after the short shot. Oswald up the floor for the Crusaders. Right to left. Trailing by six. Final 2 minutes of the first half. We've got your Mackey Motors halftime show on the way, and in our post-game show, we'll name our Culver's player of the game, Cal Hayden. He wanted to pass it to the left. Nobody was open. Peter, he realized, you know what, I'm open. I'll take it, and he knocks down the three. Back to a three-point game, 1:26 left in the first half. Van Ness underneath to a wide-open Klein Wolterink. Baker was a little slow getting to him, and Klein Wolterink finishes. He's got seven here in the quarter. After a scoreless opening quarter, 20-15, driving effort from Oswald. That'll be a travel as he slipped on a wet spot. And Garrett Klein Wolterink with a nice gesture there to help him up off the ground.
Seeing quite a few kids slipping right now. I'm curious because it's a very good gym, very good floor. You don't really see these kids with these shoes nowadays slipping this much.
A minute to go in the first half. A driving effort from Tyler Potabom, and he lays it up too strong. Ty got there first, but maybe too early. Can't hang on for it. Now Cal Hayden's into the front court. A driving effort, and he slips on a wet spot and gets shoved as well. So no travel, but he got hit. And Josiah Dreyer will pick up his second foul. 5 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. Cal Hayden will get a couple more, and the officials will take a look at the floor and wouldn't be surprised if we get a towel out here.
I know Coach Streben was just asking about that. Like I said, you know, there was another slip from Cal.
Same spot, right under the basket.
Same spot, right under the basket. It's weird to me that in this game you're seeing this many footing issues from the kids. Like I say, you got the sticky pad out front. These shoes nowadays are so tacky on the bottom. Floors tend to be very clean, especially for these games. You know, you didn't have school here today, so someone probably was in here this morning and ran a scrubber on it.
Hayden will get to shoot a couple free throws here. And he knocks down his sixth of the night. Also knocked down that three just a possession ago. So he's up to 9 points tonight, a chance to get to double figures here, most from the free throw line with 50 seconds remaining in the first half. Hayden hits another one. 68% from the stripe this year, and he starts the game 7 for 7 at the line. Although they put that last point on the wrong side of the scoreboard. It should be 20-17. It says 21-16. I don't know if they realize that. It said 20-16, and then he made the free throw, and they put the point on the wrong side. At least I'm pretty sure they did. 40 seconds left in quarter number two. Now they get it straightened out. Klein Walterink goes underneath and gets fouled. And this time it will belong to Bennett Heiderscheidt. He had subbed into the game a little bit ago. They get the scoreboard figured out. It's 20-17. And Klein Walterink will get to shoot a couple free throws. Their leading scorer on the year, 18 a game. A scoreless first quarter. 7 here in the quarter. And a 60% shooter at the line this year. That's a long one off the back of the rim. Ricochets out, no good. And it remains 20-17.
If you're the Crusaders, you're saying that's a good foul because I think they gave the foul to the wrong person because Bennett should only have one foul. He just checked in for the first time. There's no way he should have two.
We'll see if they get that corrected at halftime. Second free throw. He does knock that one down. So those are their first free throw attempts of the night with 34 seconds left in the half. 21-17. It was 10-8 Boyden Hall at the end of the first quarter. The Crusaders have not led tonight. It does not look like they will lead in this first half. They will settle for last shot here, and it looks like best bet for them will be to be in the locker room down by 4-3, 2-1. Depending on what happens here in the last 8 seconds. Cal Hayden steps to the top. Free throw line, drives, floats, right wing, long two, no good, and the Van Ness rebound as they toss the ball off one of those expensive projectors on the ceiling. Boyden Hall will take a 21-17 lead into the half in this 1A Substate 8 final. We talked in the pregame show. Defense travels. Well, defense certainly has not been a problem for either team tonight. I think they've got the upper hand on the offenses right now. Low scoring, 21-17. Crusaders trail by 4, and we're back with the Mackey Motors halftime show after this. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Roll a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams. Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine scab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Live from Sioux City East High School, a two-hour-plus drive for the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders, about an hour and 4 minutes from Boyden Holes High School. Quite the road trip for the Crusaders to take today. They trail by four at the half, 21-17. Boyden Hole did not trail in that first half. They jumped out to a 6-0 lead before the Crusaders scored the next 6 points. It was 10-8 Comets after one and 21-17 at the half here on 93.7 KKRL. You're listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime Show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Tonight's winner of this 1A Substate 8 final heads to the state tournament for Boyden Hole. They get there a lot. They were just there last year before getting knocked out in the quarterfinal round. Coon Rapids Baird seeking their first trip to state since 2010. And we talked a little bit about it in our pregame show. If you have an off night offensively, your defense typically travels well, and thankfully so for the Crusaders. Shots haven't fallen, but their defense has played well enough that this could be a whole lot worse, only trailing by four at the half. And I'm sure Coach Streben is mentioning that to his guys, like, hey, we did not play a good half of basketball, at least offensively, but our defense made sure it didn't get any worse.
Yeah, like you said, if it wasn't for the defensive effort right now for the Crusaders, this first half would have been ugly, and you'd already be sitting here going, I don't know if they can do anything. But thankfully, you play tough, stingy defense. You're still in it for the Crusaders. And for Boyden Holt, they haven't done anything flashy, but they have utilized the fact that, hey, we have a kid who's listed at 6'4". He's probably more like 6'6", 6'7". In reality, I don't understand how that one got listed that way. But it's been a lot of, hey, give the ball to him on the block and just let him utilize his size. And that's been the difference. You know, he's got the points for that. He's got 6 points, their second leading scorer, and then he is just dominating the glass. He's got 9 rebounds in that first half, 1 block. He has been the difference in this game for the Comets. He is making the Crusaders struggle on the offensive end, and he is making sure the Crusaders are limited to one possession only.
How good has Coon Rapids Baird, their defense, been tonight? How about these numbers? So they trail by four right now. It's 21-17. Offensively, the Crusaders knocked down 4 field goals in that first half. Oswald and Ty Hayden each hit a 2. Jace Baker and Cal Hayden each hit a 3. They were out-rebounded 17-8 in the first half. If you would have told anybody in this gym you'd be out-rebounded 17-8 and you would only hit 4 shots in the first half, but oh, by the way, you're only down by 4, I think we'd get laughed out of the gym.
I think so as well. And then also remember, Jace Baker went 0-for-3 from the line to start the game for the Crusaders. So they've had the opportunity there just to stay in this game like they have and make it even closer. And unfortunately, they just haven't been able to capitalize on those opportunities. But when you're Coach Streben in that locker room, you can sit here and go, hey, guys, we did not play well. We are still in this game. Let's go play solid Crusader basketball in the second half, and let's go win this game.
21-17, our halftime score. Boyden Hole leading Coon Rapids Baird in the Substate 8 final for Class 1A. Winner heads to the state tournament with the 1A quarterfinals taking place on the afternoon and evening of Tuesday, March 10th. Alongside Devin Dembinski, I am Nick Brinks, and we come to you from East High School in Sioux City, home of the Black Raiders and home of a doubleheader tonight We've also got a 2A Substate 8 final coming up after this one concludes, featuring 21-2 Tri-Center and 17-6 Western Christian. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL. Cal Hayden leading the Crusaders with 10 points. The rest of the offense, pretty quiet. Jace Baker with 3 points, Caden Oswald and Ty Hayden each with 2. And on the other side, for Boyd and Hull, Carter Klein-Walterink leads the way with 8 points. Garrett Van Ness has 6 along with 9 boards. And Josiah Dreyer has 5. We've got your third quarter coming up next on 93.7 KKRL Carroll.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Back in Sioux City as we get ready for the second half. It's been a defensive slugfest for the most part. Coon Rapids Baird has not led tonight, but they are only down by 4. They have trailed by as many as 6. They've only hit 4 field goals tonight, but 7 free throws. They went 7 for 10 as Cal Hayden went 7 for 7 himself. Also hit one of those field goals with a 3 late in the second quarter. For Boyd and Hull, it's been Carter Klein-Walterink and Garrett Van Ness leading the way offensively with 8 and 6, respectively. You've been listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime Show, and in our postgame show tonight, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Also, Jeff Lankman is gearing up for that Kemper-Roland Story 2A Substate 2 matchup on Kick 106.7. His pregame coverage is getting underway momentarily, if it's not already on the air. Here we go, second half on 93.7 KKRL. I'm Nick Brinks with Devin Dembinski. We return to the Gatorade broadcast booth, and a quick reach-in from Oswald. Caden tried to reach in and pop it free from Garrett Van Ness, but he got too much. Third foul on Caden.
Not good for the Crusaders. You really need Caden Oswald out there. You don't want him picking up that third foul just 15 seconds in.
Garrett Van Ness with 9 boards in that first half. All of his 6 points came in the first quarter, and this inbound pass from Josiah Dreyer will go out of bounds untouched. Kind of a zig instead of zag moment as he tried to lead his teammate to where he wanted it to go, and that's not what happened.
And Dreyer missed an opportunity. They had a guy wide open in the other opposite corner for a 3. There was no one around him.
So they'll turn it over on their opening possession. Now Baker finds Cal Hayden, who finds Caden Oswald, who drives to the free throw line. Out to Ty Hayden. Dribbles, almost lost it for a moment. Now Oswald drives, steps baseline to the corner. Lewis, rather Baker, hands it off to Oswald. Trying to score here on the opening possession of the third quarter. Shot clock down to 9. Cal Hayden lowers the shoulder. And that'll be a foul on him. That's a charge as Tyler Potterbaum hits the deck. And that one seemed fairly obvious.
Yeah, easy call there for the official.
Might be about the easiest charge you'll see.
Yeah.
4-point lead for the Comets. Both teams come away empty on the first possession of the third quarter. Nobody scored in that second quarter in the first 2.5 minutes, as the defenses have been winning most battles thus far. Early in the third quarter, Van Ness has it in the right corner. Back to Tyler Potterbaum, right side. Bounce pass inside to Klein-Walterink. Underneath Van Ness, around Cal Hayden. Ty's got the rebound. And they're back off and running. Trailing by 4 here early in the third quarter with Lewis in the right wing. Spins. Finds Cal Hayden. He's one-on-one with Tyler Potterbaum. Pump fakes on the 3. to Caden Oswald at the top. Looks for a screen from Ty. Right wing, right elbow, steps up for two, and Caden knocks down his second basket of the night. Two-point game, Crusaders trail. 21-19 with 6.5 to go here in the third. Now the Comets drive to the right corner. Van Etz knocks down a long two, his first basket since the first quarter, and he's got eight tonight. Trading long twos, and it's 23-19. Oswald to the free throw line, hands it off to Ty Hayden. He'll take the free throw jumper. Off the back of the rim, rebounded by Tyler Potabom, averaging three boards a game. He's got one there, 6 minutes to go in the third. Off to Jacob Potabom, driving inside, and he'll lay it in for a six-point lead. Jacob's first basket of the night. 5:50 left in the third, and the Comets of Boyden Hole lead Coon Rapids Bear 25-19. Early third quarter action with Cal Hayden, backing his way down, triple teamed, tries to go up strong, but Van Ness blocks it and takes it away, and the Comets push up the floor, trying to stretch it out to their largest lead of the night. Klein-Walterink inside, banks it in, and it spins around, and a full timeout coming from Coach Streben. Klein-Walterink goes into double figures, and the lead is eight, the largest of the night. We will take a break, too, and Cal Hayden with a slight limp as he comes to the bench. They'll talk it over. We will too, back in 30 seconds on KKRL.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders.
Coon Rapids Baird got to within two about a minute into this third quarter. It was 21-19, but then Boyden Hole answered with three straight buckets inside from Jacob Potabom, Garrett Van Ness, and Carter Klein-Walterink. It'll be Crusader basketball, and down by eight out of the timeout. Certainly not a must-have possession by any means, but you just feel like you need points here if you're the Crusaders. Cal Hayden tries to spin around. Tyler Potabom gets inside, gets fouled, and will shoot a couple more, and he'll head to the free throw line, but he is in some discomfort. He's got a visible slight limp as he wipes off the bottom of his shoes before this series of free throws where he's gone 7-for-7 tonight. The foul was on Garrett Van Ness, his second. And that's his first miss from the line tonight. So each team's leading scorer in some discomfort. You mentioned during the break, and we saw him with the gun on his shoulder at halftime. Carter Klein-Walterink, he's been grimacing throughout this third quarter. Hayden's second free throw goes down. That'll snap the 6-0 run. 27-20, 5 minutes to play in the third. To the left wing, Dreyer. Hand off to Potabom. Inside Van Ness. He lost the handle on it. It'll be picked up by Jace Baker, and now the Crusaders are off and running. Cal Hayden steps toward the free throw line, spins against a double team, finds Ty. He'll drive around Van Ness. A long layup stretching from the right side, from the left corner, misses, and it's back the other way. Comets by seven. At the top, Klein-Walterink. A lob inside Van Ness to the corner. Long three, thought about it. Potabom steps inside. Jacob Potabom to the top. Josiah Dreyer for three, and it's Cal Hayden on the glass. 4:22 to go in the third. Crusaders trail by seven. Winner heads to the state tournament. Catch and shoot, corner three, slam! From Bryce Lewis, a big bucket for him, and the lead is down to four. He got hot against Audubon on Tuesday night behind the arc. Can he do it here in the second half? Van Ness inside to the corner. Tyler Potabom lost it. It's picked up by Van Ness. Oswald poked it free, and now it's tipped. I think Cal got a fingertip on it. Baker got the steal. Cal turns around and a chance to get it back to a one-score game. Cal Hayden drives against Van Ness, goes up strong and earns free throws, and the third foul.
That might be the third on Van Ness. It's either on Van Ness
No, they're going to say Tyler Pottabaum, I think.
I believe he.
Official said he put two fingers up, unless that was the two free throws. Yes,
yeah.
It is. It is Tyler Pottabaum with the foul. So Hayden gets to shoot a couple more free throws, and he knocks this one down. So he is 9 for 10 today from the free throw line, and it's a one-score game.
And if you're Boyden Hall, you're really happy that that foul was on Pottabaum, because with the way Van Ness has been playing, you just can't afford to lose him.
Cal Hayden swishes both, and it's back to a two-score game. It was 27-19. A 6-0 run for the Comets, now a 6-0 run for the Crusaders. Tyler Pottabaum, after that foul, he'll take off to the left wing. To the top, Klein Walterink against Oswald, spins into the lane, puts the shot up over Ty Hayden, and he converts. 29-25, trading 6-0 runs. Now Boyden Hall back with Caden Oswald, who slips. He was about ready to either lay it up or dish it off to the corner, but Crusaders finding wet spots. Name a better combination tonight. This floor has seen the backside of several Crusaders as they've slipped and fallen three times. And an over and back call. The Comets lose it at the half court stripe. Kind of an unforced error, Jacob Pottabaum, but he had Jace Baker intimidating him.
You can see right now just a difference in halves. Right now the Crusaders are playing more similar to their style of play, and you can see the Comets starting to get a little frustrated here. Crusaders need to take advantage of it.
Ty Hayden drives and puts it off the window with a right-handed layup, and it's a two-point game once again. Just his second basket of the night for Ty Hayden. 29-27. And we've got an defensive foul here as Ty Hayden and Oswald collide with the ball handler, and Oswald is going to pick up his fourth foul. Ty Hayden was quick to try to take the blame. Did not work. So Oswald will take a seat. He'll get a slap from Coach Streben as Gavin Heiderscheidt will sub into the lineup. And we'll see what Heiderscheidt, Jace Baker, Bryce Lewis, Ty Hayden, Cal Hayden, that five can do on the floor.
You know, about 4 months ago, that would have been a great play on the football field.
Not quite in basketball. Here's a steal for Cal. He's off and running. One versus two. Gets double teamed. Puts it high off the window. Probably should have settled in and set up the offense there, but he was off and running and was hoping he could take advantage. Thomas will take the timeout after they get the rebound. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and the Comets continue to lead, but it's a two-point advantage. Boyden Hall 29, Coon Rapids Bear 27 here in the third quarter.
Boyd Bio Processing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Bullet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
In the third quarter of this 1A Substate 8 final. We came in with 16 teams tonight remaining in Class 1A. Tickets are being punched. Woodbine has already clinched a spot at the Casey Center with their win tonight. Tyler Pottabaum to Van Ness. Inside, wide open, and they feed Jacob Pottabaum for an easy layup. Probably the fifth guy you're expecting if you're the Crusader defense, and they left him open. Cal Hayden drives, and there's a lot of contact, but no foul, but he's going to lay it in anyway.
I don't know how they didn't call a travel. How he goes up with the ball, lands on 2 feet.
And I thought there was a foul in there, so. And now they're going to call that a foul. We'll put this one on Cal. Boyden Hole gets the layup to go, and Tyler Pottabaum will get an and one chance. That'll be just the second on Cal Hayden. And a chance to make it a 5-point lead once again. Tyler Pottabaum at the stripe, where he has gone 64% this year. First attempt of the night for him, and it's too long. Easy rebound for Gavin Heiderscheidt. It looked like it was going to be easy, then he bobbled it, but he hung on. Now Cal Hayden's up the floor. 4-point game at the free throw line. Driving left side. Double teamed to the corner. Gavin for three, and it's short. And rebounded for by Garrett Van Ness. He's into double figures on the boards tonight. 90 seconds left in the third quarter. We began this third quarter with a 4-point game. It remains a 4-point game. Both teams with 12 here in the quarter as they feed Jacob Pottebaum again. And now Heiderscheidt fouls. Two free throws coming for Jacob Pottebaum.
I think that foul is actually on Baker. Oh, no, it is on Heiderscheidt. I thought I saw Baker go up and just land on him. It was a hard foul, that's for sure.
I knew it was going to be on somebody. When he went up and Pottebaum pump faked, but he misses the free throw. So they have missed both of their free throws here in the third quarter. Down the stretch here, a minute 18 left. Still a 4-point lead for Boyden Hall.
And since that's Heiderscheidt's first straight foul, because that was going to be an easy 2 points.
It was going to be a shooting foul anyway. Now, that was the fifth foul here in the quarter. He hits the second one. So now the next foul on the Crusader defense would also lead to free throws. Full court pressure now for the first time from the Comet. Ty Hayden will try to beat it down to the corner. Baker fought about a three to the top. Cal Hayden, three off the rim. Heiderscheidt there for the rebound. Tried to dish it back out to Cal, but just off his hands. 5-point Comet lead here. Final minute of the third quarter. And the Comet's into the front court with Tyler Pottebaum. Hand off to Klein Walterink down in the corner. To the top again. Sage Dreyer. Rather, Jacob Pottebaum dishes to Klein Walterink, right corner, drives baseline, spins to the top. Three on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Van Ness. Offensive board is put back. Is short. He gets another offensive rebound. Fights for it inside, and a jump ball will go to Coon Rapids Bear with 33 seconds left. Now they got to capitalize here.
You have to take advantage. Also, with those two rebounds, Van Ness now at 14 rebounds unofficially.
28 seconds to go. The shot clock is off. Crusaders have been able to settle for last shot in the first two quarters and can do it here. And Cal Hayden has dribbled out the final seconds in all three quarters now. Cal says stay put. We're not ready yet. 14, 13, 12, 34, 29, fourth quarter, and 8 seconds remaining. Cal Hayden baseline two, the long jumper for Cal. And now with a couple seconds left, Hayden gets the steal in half court. And just misses the half-court three. We go to the fourth quarter. 34-31. Boyden Hall led by two at the end of the first quarter. By four at the half. We split the difference after three. Boyden Hall leads by three. Fourth quarter is next in this 1A Substate 8 final. Live from Sioux City East High School. Winner heads to the Casey Center in Des Moines.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Boyden Hall with a 3-point lead over the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. We head to the fourth quarter live from Sioux City East High School. Van Ass at the left elbow. Hands it off to the top. Open three. Boyden Hall by six early in the fourth. Now the Crusaders with Cal Hayden at the top. He'll work on his defender. And he gets to the lane. And blocked inside by Van Ass.
Helm tries to pop a three from behind, and he fouls Tyler Pottabaum. A deafening Boyden-Holt crowd behind us, splashing a three to start the quarter. Not what the Crusaders wanted to see defensively to get their fans right back in it. 37-31. Comets by six. They've led by as many as eight. And they have the basketball to the left end. Pottabaum to Pottabaum. Pottabaum steps inside. Jacob drives against the double team. Going to get an and one chance. Foul on Ty Hayden. Eight-point lead and a chance to stretch it to nine with 7:13 to play. Just absolutely not what the Crusaders needed to start this fourth quarter. And he converts the and one.
Caden Oswald coming in. I think they're wanting to see, you know, with those four fouls, I think it's a little earlier than Coach Streben wanted to have him come in. But I think you're also wanting to have someone other than Cal bring the ball up and spread out the offense.
At the left wing, Cal pump fakes on the three, steps to the free throw line, hands it off to Oswald at the free throw line, draws a foul, and this will be the first foul of the quarter on Boyden-Holt, and it belongs to Carter Klein-Walterink, his first of the night. Crusaders need a bucket here. They trail by nine, their largest deficit of the ball game. To the top, Oswald, back to the right corner, Baker, rather Lewis, and now Hayden inside. Triple teams, goes up strong with it, and gets it to go. 40-33, under 7 minutes to go. And now the Comets will take it up the floor slowly. Jacob Pottabaum, now face guarded by Baker as he crosses the half-court stripe. Oswald joins the mix. Pass to the left wing, Tyler Pottabaum. Bounce pass to Van Ness. Around the perimeter, Klein-Walterink to Pottabaum. Drives into the lane, out to Klein-Walterink. Open three, left wing. And he gets it to go for his second three of the night. Largest deficit for the Crusaders, and they throw it away. It's stolen by Jacob Pottabaum, and he lays it in. Just a disastrous start to the fourth quarter. Cal Hayden's three from the left wing, no good. And they've stretched it to 12. 11 to 2 run to start the quarter for Boyden-Holt. Trying to go back to the state tournament for the second year in a row. Three off the rim. Van Ness puts it in. And Coach Streben has to call a timeout. As the Boyden-Holt Comets are about ready to blow the lid off this Sioux City High School. 47-33, 5:46 remaining. We will step away and take a timeout. Crusaders in trouble here early in the fourth.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Boyden-Holt here in the fourth quarter. In only 2 minutes and 14 seconds, they have put up 14 points. And they have given up just 2. Excuse me, just 13 for Boyden-Holt. A 13-2 run to the quarter to start the quarter here for Boyden-Holt. And now the Crusaders in a world of hurt, but still 5:44 to go. But they're going to need their offense to go right now. Cal Hayden at the right elbow to Oswald, left wing, drives through a double team, lobs it, stolen, it's ripped away by Jacob Pottabaum, and he lays it in at the other end, but they miss it. They're going to call goaltending. Jacob Pottabaum lays it in again.
Yeah, new rule in the NFHS, you can't hit the backboard when you're trying to go for a block, so it's an easy goaltending call.
Bryce Lewis will inbound and facing full court pressure here for the inbound play. Baker to Oswald, left wing. looking for Cal Hayden, and they're going to get Oswald on a straddle, and the wheels are just coming off here in the fourth quarter. And unfortunately, that's kind of what happened to the girls. 3-point deficit on Wednesday night going into the fourth quarter. St. Albert went on a big run, and tonight it's Boyden Hall up by 16 now.
Yeah, every time the Crusaders have gotten it close, they just couldn't get over the hump to tie or take a lead, and then Boyden Hall has just gone on a run.
Boyden Hall has just played six 1A opponents this year. They have won all of them and trying to go 7-0 as Cal Hayden fouls. And he may have gotten the worst of that one as he takes a seat on the bench to catch his breath. Not on the bench, but on the floor.
And that's his fourth.
If it can go wrong, it has gone wrong here in the fourth for Coon Rapids Baird. 5 minutes to go. Perennial power in 1A. For a few years, they were in Class 2A, including 2020 when they won the title. And we've got a foul on Ty Hayden here. And just like that, they've got four. 4:57 to go. The Crusaders down by 16, and now every foul will be Boyden Hall free throws the rest of the way. Great crowd on hand for Coon Rapids Baird, making the long drive here tonight. 2-plus hours from Coon Rapids Baird School in Coon, according to Google Maps. Hour four for Boyden Hall. Now inside, they kick it out to the top. Carter Klein-Walterink, but it's stripped away by Cal. A chance, and he gets fouled. Two free throws coming. So obviously, you've still got time if you're the Crusaders. You need points on every possession, pretty much, and some stops.
Yeah, you're going to need to start playing a little more aggressive. You're probably going to see more fouls just because you need to start creating more takeaways.
Hayden has been at the free throw line a lot tonight. Started by hitting his first seven. He is now 11 of 12 on the night. 15-point deficit for the Crusaders. Trying to get it to 14, and he will do so. 49-35. They trailed by 16 there for a moment at 49-33. Boyden Hole into the front court, and the clock is their friend. In the right corner, a pump fake from Josiah Dreyer. To the top, Tyler Potterbaum. Shot clock at 15. Left side, Jacob Potterbaum. He's gotten hot here in the fourth quarter with seven off the bench. And Boyden Hole will throw it away. So now the Crusaders got points. They got a stop. Now they need more points here to get it to a four-score game.
And I think you're going to see Boyden Hole really slow it down because the clock is their friend. I don't think you're going to see them really go into an offensive set until 15 left.
Catch and shoot. Corner three, Cal Hayden. He says the Crusaders aren't done yet. Second triple tonight. And they've scored the last 5 points to get it to 11. And it's stolen by Jace Baker. Breakaway layup, and he gets it to go.
Quick timeout there to try and slow your team down by Boyden Hall.
A 7-0 run. Capped off by that steal and layup for Baker. And a timeout for Isaac Heyer, and his Boyden Hall comments, we will take 1-2. Fourth quarter just got a little more interesting as they were down 16, now back to within 9. It's 49-40, Boyden Hall over Coon Rapids Bear.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their 8 lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers. Served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
They fell down 49-33 after Boyden Hall began this fourth quarter on a 15-2 run, but now the Crusaders have tried to come storming back. They have scored the last seven, and they'll need more where that came from. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 49-40. And Cal Hayden and Caden Oswald each have four fouls for Coon Rapids Baird, and they've got four fouls as a team here in the fourth. No room for error. Inside Van Ness, lost it for a moment, hangs on. Underneath, and an easy layup for Jacob Potterbaum. He knew that he was going against Cal and Caden. They cannot afford a fifth foul, so they kind of backed off and let him have it. 51-40, Cal has it at the top. Expect him to take some looks. Top of the key for three, short. Rebound Van Ness. And you need quick buckets for the Crusaders. And defensive stops. Didn't get either that possession on either end. And a block for Ty Hayden. Ty to the front court. Wisely will set up the offense. At the top, Lewis for three. And that's well off to the left. Missing, no good. Contested when he let it go. And with 3 minutes to go. I understand quick threes if they go down, but if they miss, they don't help you.
Yeah, probably a little rushed there, but you're looking at the scoreboard in time, and I can understand
absolutely
why he took it.
Yeah. 2:52 to go. Boydenhall leads by 11. They're in the front court with Tyler Potterbaum, and again, they are content to use as much of the shot clock as they can. Corner for Jacob Potterbaum, left side to the top. Tyler Potterbaum to the corner. Potterbaum, three on the rim. No good. Cal's got the rebound. Now a chance to get it back down to 8 or 9. With Baker in the left wing. Looks and finds Oswald, but Klein Wolterink beats him to the punch. And Klein Wolterink gets up limping after he lays it in. Oswald couldn't be aggressive. Cal Hayden into the front court. They trail by 13 to the left wing. Three on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Van Ness another rebound, and 2 minutes to go, and too many empty possessions here in the last couple of minutes after the timeout. And now the Comets want to take time, and Ty Hayden will foul. Free throws coming, and they are going to take a look at, looks like Klein Wolterink might be cramping. They are working on his left leg. So he will sub out. Sage Dreyer will come in. 2 minutes to go, and we will see two free throws for Tyler Potterbaum. He's 0 for 1 tonight. And now they drag Klein Wolterink from in front of the bench to behind the bench to clear out some room. Down by 13, but a free throw off the mark from Potterbaum. Good for the Crusaders. They're getting most of the help they need at that end of the floor, but the last three trips scoreless for Coon Rapids Baird. Certainly could have used some points. Just a disastrous start to the fourth quarter as they gave up that 15-2 run. Potterbaum hits the second of the free throws. 14-point Boydenhall lead. Baker in the right wing. Drives to the top. Finds Lewis. Lewis steps, drives, hands off to Hayden. He's in the right wing. Contested three. Banks it off the side of the rim. And that'll go out of bounds. A minute 44 to go. And you can just see the looks on faces for Coon Rapids Baird. Hands on hips. Unless they can pull a rabbit out of the hat here late. It looks like Boydenhall will go to the state tournament for the second straight year. And the Crusader drought may continue. 100 seconds to go. Comets into the front court. And again, content to take time off the clock. Crusaders not fouling. 90 seconds left. Tyler Potterbaum looks to hand it off to Carter Klein Wolterink. He's back out there after cramping up. Drives right wing, lobs underneath, stolen by Ty Hayden. Off and running, Cal Hayden out front against four defenders. Fades and banks one, no good. Ties there, gets knocked away from behind. Blocked and stolen away by the Comets. 70 seconds to go, and Crusaders in a world of hurt here in the final moments. Tough stretch to start the fourth quarter. Made a run there with about 4 minutes left. But now on a 5-0 wrong end of a drought. But they get a steal here at the top. Lewis is going to shoot a three. Contested. Short. And it will go back to the Comets with 37 seconds to go. As this one is pretty much over. And you knew coming in with Boydenhall, you can't look at the record They play a lot of 2A and 3A schools, and they beat a lot of them. And they are going to be able to dribble out all but 2 seconds here.
And if you throw it high, you know, if you can throw it just high enough, you can probably get it to not really matter.
54-40, handshakes and high fives between players already with the final 6 seconds. And they will dribble out for a shot clock violation. And Cal Hayden and head coach Seth Streben sharing a hug as this clock winds out and runs out. Crusaders will fall tonight just for the second time all season. And Boyden Hall is headed back to the state tournament for the 14th time since the year 2000 with a 14-point win tonight. Boyden Hall never trailed. 54-40 is your final score. And your Mackey Motors postgame show is on the way next. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Boyden Hall is on to the 1A state quarterfinals Tuesday, March 10th. Semis are on Thursday that week and the finals on Friday. Alongside Devin Dembinski, I'm Nick Brinks. Thanks so much for joining us for this one live from Sioux City East High School as the emotions of the moment are setting in now for the Crusaders. The players, coaches, and their fans. They fall here to Boyden Hall at Substate. Mackey Motors postgame show is next on 93.7 KKRL Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today, 999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Crusaders, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
During harvest, you need a machine that's as hardworking as you are. One that gets the job done quickly and efficiently with minimal maintenance and maximum performance. The Honeybee Airflex NXT Draper Head from SCI in Coon Rapids is your clear-cut choice for a faster harvest. Featuring a flexible cutter bar controlled by air, the Airflex NXT quickly and effortlessly reacts to changing terrain. Plus, the air suspension system is completely adjustable from your combine's cab, reducing downtime and increasing productivity. Call SCI in Coon Rapids at 712-999-BEAN to discover how Honeybee can help you maximize profits.
Door got a dent? Hood got a ding? Tony's Corner Body and Paint will get rid of that thing. That window crack and that fender scratch has met its match. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. If the repair is big or the repair is small, Tony's Corner Body and Paint does it all. Tony personally guarantees all auto body repairs because he repairs it himself. Tony's Corner Body and Paint. Get a free quote. Main Street in Coon Rapids or call 712-999-DENT.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to support our local athletes, including the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Community isn't just in our name, it's the heart of what we do. From home and auto to farm and business coverage, we're here to protect what matters most to you, with prices that fit your budget and service that's always fast and friendly. Stop by our Coon Rapids office or call 712-999-2288. Community Insurance Agency, protecting what's important right here at home. Go Crusaders!
Boyd Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, proud to stand behind our hometown athletes on the court, on the field, and everywhere in between. From every layup to every three-pointer, you bring the heart, hustle, and true hometown pride all season long. Your dedication, teamwork, and hard work inspires our community, and we're cheering you on every step of the way. Bullet Bioprocessing in Coon Rapids, fueling our future, proudly supporting our Crusaders.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
We welcome you live once again from Sioux City East High School. It's the Mackey Motors post-game show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. And online at MackeyMotors.com. Alongside Devin Dembinski, I am Nick Brinks. We return to the Gatorade broadcast booth. Gatorade distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. The Crusaders of Coon Rapids Baird fall to Boyden Hull in this 1A Substate 8 final, 54-40. They went into the fourth quarter down 34-31. They had trailed all night. They had a tie at 6. The closest the game was all night, but they ended the third quarter on a little bit of a run. Go to the fourth quarter. You feel like the Crusaders have just a little bit of pep in their step. And then Boyden Hull comes out, shoots lights out, creates turnovers, and all of a sudden they go on a 15-2 run. It was 49-33. Crusaders almost didn't even know what hit them. They were able to go on a 6 or 7-0 run to get it back to a single score game. At 49-40, but again at the final buzzer, 54-40, they didn't score the rest of the way. Fourth quarter is what they'll look back on for the second time this week. Girls, same thing on Wednesday, and here tonight against Boyden Hull. Fourth quarter bugaboos for the Crusaders on a night they never led, but were in it until the fourth.
Yeah, the girls down in Harlan, 2 points in the last 5 minutes, and that point, those 2 points didn't come until the last like 30 seconds or so. Tonight for the boys, no points in the last 3:52. That's, you know, that's what's going to kill them, eat at them. It's just so sad to see this season end. It was an unbelievable season for the Crusaders. You get up to fifth in the state in 1A, and to me, growing up and going to a 3A school, I always kind of laughed at the 1A schools. And now being at a 1A school and putting kind of my heart into these athletes, it is unbelievable how tough 1A is just based off the sheer number of teams. There's 143 teams in 1A. So to sit here for the Crusaders and say, we are ranked fifth in 1A, we're better than 130-plus other teams. It is unbelievable, a great season. It's just so sad to see it come to an end in a sub-state final for the second year in a row.
Boyden Hull back to state for a second year in a row. They've had a long, storied history. They'll have a chance to add to it beginning on March 10th. The Crusaders finished the year 23-2, and you got to go back a long, long ways to find a Crusader team that finished with only 2 losses in a season. This is one that will sting, and they'll know that this was about as good a team as any as you'll find in Crusader history. Just were not able to get over that hump at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Gave up that big run to Boyden Hull. They pull away to win it by 14. And again, Boyden Hull will move to state, and the Crusaders will head home tonight after this sub-state loss. It's the Mackey Motors post-game show. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Cal Hayden, no surprise, leads the Crusaders tonight. He leads all scorers, in fact. He finishes with 24, 4 rebounds and 4 steals. Unfortunately for the Crusaders, nobody else scored more than 5. You need a second and third guy to get to 10, maybe 12, 13, 14 points. They just didn't have that second guy step up tonight. They got out-rebounded throughout the night. Garrett Van Es finishes with a double-double. He ends up with 18 boards, and I wouldn't be surprised if he maybe out-rebounded the Crusaders by himself or close to it.
He did, 18-13.
That's tough. On a tough shooting night, at least for the first three quarters, the Crusader defense was there. really the only time they slipped up tonight was a run to begin the quarter, and that was enough for the Comets to stretch it out from a three-point lead to a 16-point lead. And again, the Crusaders had that chance where they scored on three straight possessions, got some takeaways and stops. They got it back down to nine, but then never scored the rest of the fourth quarter, and that was about halfway through in the fourth. So just a tough, devastating loss given the expectations for Coon Rapids Baird as they fall tonight 54-40. Let's name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 40 years in business and 13 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious, and I don't think you can look anywhere but the senior standout, finishing with 24 tonight, Cal Hayden. What a career he has had. I saw he's over 2,000. He went over 2,000 this season for points. What an athlete. It does not matter the sport. He excels at it. He's got a super bright future ahead of him, but I know he and everybody else on this Crusader team right now are they're hanging their heads. Will not be a fun bus ride home.
No.
But an outstanding career, and he was really the only bright spot tonight offensively for Coon Rapids Baird. He is our Culver's Player of the Game, finishing with 24 points.
An unbelievable career for Cal Hayden. You could make an argument. I don't know much about the Crusader history before we moved to Coon Rapids, but in my opinion, I don't think there's a better basketball player in Coon Rapids Baird history than Cal Hayden. It's sad to see it end. It's sad to see him never be able to play in Des Moines in a state tournament. He, like you say, he has a bright future. He's going to go play baseball after this summer down over in Council Bluffs at Iowa Western. I won't be shocked if he goes. The sky's the limit for that kid. And not only is he a great athlete, he's a great person as well. You look at the accolades this kid has in this classroom, on playing fields. It is unbelievable what he accomplishes. You see a lot of kids that, you know, when they're great athletes, they're maybe not the best human beings. They're not the best in the classroom. That's far from the truth for Cal Hayden. Such a nice kid. Puts the hard work in the classroom. And I can't wait to see what he does with his future.
The rest of the starters on this team were all juniors. Jace Baker, Bryce Lewis, Caden Oswald, and Ty Hayden. Gavin Heiderscheidt started a bunch of games this year, came off the bench in the other half. He'll graduate. And then you look at guys like Landon Cook, Mason Culbertson, guys that would come in a lot of games. They got a lot of playing time because Coon Rapids Baird was up big in a lot of fourth quarters this year, so they got a ton of minutes this year. Sam Larson, another senior on this Crusader squad. Obviously, they were hoping they had at least one, two, or three more games in them. They were certainly good enough to get them. But in a single elimination format, one bad night can do you in, and they did not have the offensive night they were looking for as they fall here 54-40. It's your Mackey Motors postgame show.
You know, we talked at the beginning of the game. I thought the key was you had to get to 60, and that was true. You know, and then when you look at the rest, I mean, Boyden Hall, yeah, they were above their season average in assists. They were well below their season average in steals. I mean, they had five. They averaged almost nine. You kept them 4 points below their season average in points. The key was, I mean, rebounds. You had 18, 20, 25, 26 rebounds, which is still below their average. They averaged 30 and a half. But then you look at CRB, well below average in scoring, well below average in rebounds. They did steal the ball quite a bit. And then 11 steals, you know. They averaged 12 and a half, but you had 11 steals against a team that averages 11 turnovers. You couldn't have asked for a whole lot more other than offense from the Crusaders tonight.
That defense was everything that they are supposed to do. And unfortunately, similar to last year, a cold shooting night had proven to be too much for the Crusader team in the sub-state final.
We knew the Crusader defense was good. We also knew Boyden Hull's defense could be good as well. And the Crusaders, you know what? You talk about the rebounding discrepancy. What leads to rebounds? Missed shots. A lot of missed shots for Coon Rapids Baird tonight. I have them finishing with 12 field goals. And then Cal Hayden hit all 12 of their free throws. He went 12 of 13. So when you shoot as many free throws or make as many free throws as 2 or 3 point field goals, probably not going to be a great recipe for success. And I don't have the full season right in front of me, but I would have to assume 40 points tonight for Coon Rapids Baird, most likely a season low. As I scan really quickly, looks like 55 was a previous low, 54 against Audubon in game one. And as we mentioned, they had scored 72 or 74 points in their last four games, and to only get to 40 tonight. Offense struggled. Defense played well enough, but just needed someone to step up, and they weren't able to get that. And then even Cal finishing with only 12 points from the field, well below what he would have hoped for tonight as well.
Yeah, I just saw Cal also walk on the opposite end, so unfortunately I don't think we'll get one of those final interviews from him. And I can't say I'd necessarily blame him if he doesn't do an interview. I mean, tough for your career to end when in this game for a sec, you know. And I don't think you can say enough about Cal Hayden. I don't think you can say enough about this Crusader team. What a great opening season for Coach Seth Streben. I know he's going to be heartbroken as well, going 23-2, having the end here. He was hoping to take this team to the state tournament, but he was given a great team from Corey Meyer, and this team's accomplishments, the offense proved to be a lot higher scoring than they have been the last 3 years.
By roughly 10 points per game, I think. I looked earlier, and it was somewhere in the low to mid-60s last year.
Yeah, and, you know, and that is compliments of a Seth Streben coach team. He loves to score. But the defense, he'll even tell you, it's all thanks to Coach Meyer. Corey Meyer is an unbelievable defensive-minded coach, and he instilled just how much fun defense is into these boys' heads and how hard you need to play on defense. And this team always leaned hard on defense and turned defense into offense.
That's the thing. When you play really good defense, you create a lot of turnovers in the front court or the back court. You can get a lot of easy books. You can get your easy looks. You can get a lot of points that way. And as they did all season, they just weren't able to do it tonight. Again, they fall. 54-40 is your final score. Boyden Hull advances to the state tournament. 18-7 is their record. They continue on. Coon Rapids Baird ends their year 23-2. This is the Mackey Motors post-game show, and your Culver's player of the game tonight with 24 points. What a career for Cal Hayden. We'll step away, and we will hope to grab a word with Crusader coach Seth Streben before we go off the air tonight. Kemper leads Roland Story 18-13 after one over on Kick 106.7 with Jeff Blankman on the call there. We'll return to Sioux City live from East High School next. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Looking for a new appliance? Head to Coon Rapids Hardware, your hometown appliance headquarters. Hi, it's Robin. We are your authorized Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana dealer. If it's not on our floor, no worry. Let us order it in for you. From appliances to hardware, we've got everything you need for your home under one roof. We are proud supporters of the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. Coon Rapids Hardware, way more than your average hardware store.
More Lumber of Coon Rapids is proud to back our local high school athletes on the court, the field, and the diamond. Just like a solid game plan starts with the right team, every great project starts with the right materials, from lumber to hardware and everything in between. More Lumber supplies the quality you need with hometown service you can trust. More Lumber, supporting student athletes and building strong communities, one project at a time.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
Our Mackey Motors post-game show continues on 93.7 KKRL after a tough loss at Substate tonight. 54-40, Boyden Hole knocks off the Crusaders, just their second loss of the year. But as happens in the postseason, every loss has a certain finality to it. And the Crusader season does come to an end tonight after a fantastic year. They went undefeated on their way to a Rolling Valley Conference Championship. 23 wins, just two losses on the year. Wins in the postseason over Audubon, ACGC, and Logan Magnolia, all by 20-plus points. Unfortunately, as each round of the playoffs and the postseason progress, the challenges get tougher and tougher, and it doesn't matter how good you are on paper. You know when you face off against somebody like Boyden Hole, who doesn't really play a lot of 1A teams until the playoffs. I mean, you think about this. They went 6-0 before tonight, and they won three 1A playoff games. In the regular season, they won and played three 1A teams. Yet they're playing up 2A and 3A every night during the regular season, with a few exceptions. Then you get to the playoffs and you're battle-tested, playing against big schools every night or bigger schools. And then they've now played more 1A schools in the last 2 weeks than all season long. And again, we talked in the pregame show, you can throw numbers out the window. You look at a 17-7 record coming in, you just know they've got the history because of that regular season schedule, that Siouxland Conference. And they do tonight what they have done so many times over the years. They're making a trip to the state tournament, and the Crusaders are on the wrong end.
Yeah. And you mentioned, too, you know, the whole playing up 2A and 3A teams. It's not even just that they're playing 2A and 3A teams. They're playing quality teams. These teams that they play are battling you every night on the floor, and it only gets you better for these games and these moments. You know, you go sit here and go all the time, why would you want to play in a tough conference like this? It might hurt you. You know, they were 17-7. They were still the one seed in their district. Got to play at home all throughout postseason until tonight, because you're rewarded for that tough schedule. And it only gets you better for these moments, and I think that's what makes them such a hard team come postseason time. And that's always kind of the one little issue, I think, with Coon Rapids and with some of the RVC teams, is they don't challenge you enough in the conference. And then it's hard to try and find a good out-of-conference team, because there's not a lot of good teams that want to sit here and go, we want to play another quality opponent, because they're going to look and go, we don't want to risk a loss, and it's going to hurt us in the postseason. So for CRB, it is difficult to find a team that's willing to play you. And we saw that especially after the Bishop Garrigan game got canceled. It was hard for the athletic director, Marissa Dembinski, to kind of find that 21st game for these boys. It wasn't until Trainer kind of reached out and said, hey, we're already at 21, but we're willing to play a 22nd game, because Trainer also wanted another quality game on their schedule to test their boys. And I was told, when the Boyer Valley coach had reached out to Trainer
to ask about St. Albert before their postseason game. The St. Albert, or the Boyer Valley coach said, or the trainer coach said to Boyer Valley, you've already played the toughest team on our schedule, and you played them twice. Unbelievable compliment from him, because they play Underwood, who's a top 10 team in 2A. They play Tri-Center, who's getting ready to play now. And to say that we were their toughest team is an unbelievable compliment. You know, that's just another credit to Coach Streben, to Coach Meyer, on what they've built here at CRB. And, you know, it's sad to see this end tonight. But you look, you're not going to replace an athlete like Cal Hayden next year, because he's a once-in-a-generation, maybe even once-in-a-school history athlete. But you look at what's coming back next year, and you sit here and go, there's another run to a sub-state final. There's another run at a state tournament, because you're bringing back Jace Baker. You're bringing back Bryce Lewis. Caden Oswald, who's great with the ball. Ty Hayden, unbelievable rebounder. And then you also look at some of the underclassmen. Griffin Moore, he is an unbelievable athlete as a freshman. He's tall, he's big. He's going to be really good at all the sports he plays.
We'll step away and wrap up our post-game coverage here next. You're listening to 93.7 KKRL.
Get out, have some fun at Coon Bowl 3. Pull a few frames on their eight lanes. Then sink your teeth into one of Iowa's top 10 best burgers, served hot, fresh, and full of flavor. Coon Bowl 3's full menu has something for everyone, from hearty meals to tasty snacks, perfect for fueling up between games. Located on 6th Street in Coon Rapids, Coon Bowl 3 is your go-to spot for food, fun, and friends. Proud sponsors of the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders and all area teams.
Back in Sioux City to wrap up our extended Mackey Motors post-game show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. 54-40, the final score tonight. Coon Rapids Baird falls in this 1A Sub-State 8 final to Boyden Hole, who is now on their way to another state tournament. First at the Casey Center in Des Moines before the tournament moves to Ames and Hilton Coliseum next year. So Devin Dembinski joined me tonight, and for many of these Coon Rapids Baird girls and boys games during the postseason, I think we both did two boys and two girls games. You've also done one each with Mason Nealand here in the last couple of weeks, so it's been good to have you on the Coon Rapids Baird beat. Final takeaways before we go off the air tonight.
A tough loss. It's going to sting at these guys for a long time. It's going to sting at Coach Streben for the entire offseason, but what a tremendous season, and congrats to Boyden Hole. But I'm also excited. I hope next year they make another run. I'm very excited that the state tournament is going to Hilton. I think it's just great to put them in college venues, because ultimately for these athletes, that's their next step. They're not necessarily playing at the KC Center next. They're going to go to a college venue. And I'd like to see just more sub-state finals played at college venues, like BV in Storm Lake, like at Iowa Western and Council Bluffs.
As we have seen this year and last year, they are doing more of those for sub-states and things like that.
Yeah.
It's nice to see.
It's nice to see. You know, you're just showing what that next step is. And that's nothing, you know, this is a great gym here. These 4A gyms are always nice for the 1A schools, but it's always great to show these kids, because there are great athletes at 1A that are going to go play college ball. So it's just nice to show them, hey, here's your next step, what it looks like.
Well, thank you for joining me this week and last week in the Gatorade broadcast booth. Devin, appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, thank you again, Nick.
Boyden Hole knocks off Coon Rapids Baird tonight at Sioux City East. 54-40 is your final score here on 93.7 KKRL. And again, your Culver's player of the game tonight is Cal Hayden, finishing with 24 points. Up next here at Sioux City East, they're getting ready for a 2A sub-state final. Tri-Center and Western Christian about to battle on the hardwood here. Tonight's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on 93.7 KKRL. The Crusaders end their season 23-2, 54-40 is the final score tonight. Boyden Hull advancing to the state tournament. For Devin Dembinski, I'm Nick Brink. So long from Sioux City East High School. Thanks for listening. Have a good night, and thanks for joining me tonight on 93.7 KKRL Carroll.